New on CuriosityStream, the Nazis' true strength was their propaganda.
You had posters, you had banners, you had music.
See how a mastery of messaging galvanized Hitler's march to power in Project Nazi Blueprints of Evil. And if space is the final frontier, is it destined to be monetized? The battle between space exploration and galactic capitalism may have already begun. Don't miss Space Greed. Watch now on CuriosityStream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com. New on CuriosityStream. Squirrels. They're quick, they're quirky, and they go nuts for nuts. From stashing food to fighting snakes, these feisty foragers know how to survive. Don't miss Nuts About Squirrels. And MTV's Killing the Radio Star. Dungeons & Dragons is sweeping the nation. And moms across the country are in a moral uproar. It's parents versus pop culture on a new episode of That Time When. Watch now on CuriosityStream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com.
Yo, Rogue Energy is an energy drinking company with all their different flavors like Blood Orange, Blue Raspberry, and especially my favorite, Mango Pineapple. They also come in tubs, little packets, and if you aren't sure of which flavor you'll be interested in, you could always get their starter kit, which is for a lower price of $10. So head down to Rogue Energy link in my description, get what you want, and make sure to use code DUBTHENAME for 10% off. So head down right now, get to their website, search through their website, and get whatever you want. Welcome back, guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the podcast with a brand new season. Season 2, everything's still looking fresh, everything's still looking clean. This is your host, DUBTHENAME. This is Life with DUBTHENAME, and you know what the motto is every single time. We always get the freaking dubs. And today is not, I don't know if I'm in the good books of people right now because I've missed like 2 weeks. I was supposed to post a lot to last 2 weeks, but I don't know. I haven't really been like doing podcasts and all that. But that's why I'm making sure I'm doing this episode right now. So I'm trying not to miss tomorrow because I'm recording it on a Friday right now and I post my podcast on Saturday. So everything, we have new things, we have a new song that I release every day, which is gonna play as the intro for y'all to hear, and I'll talk more about it. And we have new song from artists, and I want to talk about new artists that I've been listening to and the new like stuff I'm gonna put in my description from now on for anyone, I don't know. So I'll catch you after the intro. Make sure you subscribe, like, follow the podcast, follow me on Instagram, follow all my social medias, and keep up with me and the podcast. And I'll see you after the intro. Peace out.
Got my money, got my guap, everything we do alright. Everything she does so easy, squatching him like a little fly. Every day, every night, every struggle make it right. Every couple to talk all night, leaving me on single ride.
And we are back, and yeah, that was the new song which played at the intro. If you want to go listen to it, the lyric video is on YouTube because I always do lyric videos to my songs because I don't have time and it's free to do it. So I just do it on my free time and whatever. If you want to listen to it, go watch the YouTube video, the lyric video on YouTube, and go listen to it on Spotify, wherever the link is going to be in the description or whatever, wherever you're listening to the podcast. And there was like an old version of the song which I did a draft version of it with like old verses. The chorus was actually still the same, but right now the new one that I just released, I have to like change the verse, change everything, because before the verse didn't make sense, the lyrics were like trash. The lyrics of Everyday right now is still trash, but I don't know, it's better than the old ones, so that's why I have to like release it. And also talking about that, because there's a new season, I also wrote a blog. Like if you are into reading or stuff, I wrote like a blog which will like take you like 4 minutes to read, I think, because it took me almost an hour to write that. If you want to read that, it's going to be on 3 different websites. You could pick anyone you want, read the stuff. It's going to talk about the new season and my podcast or whatever. Read it. Link will be in the description. All the links are going to be in the description. Like all my links, all my freestyles, everything that I've done, links will be there. Or the affiliate links will also be there. If you want to support, everything will be there. So let's move on to the first song of the day, shall we? And the first song of the day is going to be Smooth Criminal by Polo G, which is what do they call that stuff? But I don't know, the beat was just a sample taken from the original Smooth Criminal, or yeah, Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. If you're a fan of Polo G, you've already heard like snippet, like a little bit of like the chorus or wherever going around on TikTok, YouTube, wherever, I don't know where snippets go to, but yeah, you might have already heard like a little bit of it before the song was even released, because the song was released the same day I released Every Day, November 12th. Yeah, Smooth Criminal is actually a good song. I was like, what kind of song is this? But when I heard it with the sample taken from Michael Jackson, I was like, nah, this is actually fire, bro. This is actually good. Enough of my talking or whatever. Just listen to the 30 seconds preview I'm going to play. Tell me what you think, and we're going to talk about it rated. Because that's what we do on this podcast. Like, literally, that's what the name of the podcast is. Well, that's not actually the name, but yeah, let's just move on. Smooth Criminal, Mike Jack, and I still like to throw the 4-5 like Mike back. Pull that tech out just to make a statement. He gonna need a body bag or a nice sack. He a bitch, he a fold under pressure. I can tell from his posture, man, he ain't really like that. Mama told me I don't care if you scared. Go man for the kill. If they try, you better fight back. We ain't beat his ass if he try to throw the folks up. What's all that shit you was saying like you was so tough? They gonna have to carry your mans if he approach us. Creeping in that glizzy of blam when we get close up. Rich ass gangster, my gun match the color of my cop. Any sudden movement, this bitch go fuck. Before the cow by the sea, he was banging wrong till they found him to see. There's a whole lot of evil women around in the streets. So you better look both ways, make your soul shake. Demon standing in the doorway. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Screaming out, no way. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Yeah, that's the song, or that's the like. I'm gonna say remix, because it's kind of like a remix, because the sample he took, he just like added like hip hop beat. I don't know if the 808 or something was already on Michael Jackson's own original beat, but that's what I'm just gonna call it. Polo G did a remix of Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. And if you haven't heard the original by Michael Jackson, I don't know where the fuck you're living at, because that song has been out for like more than, more than 7 years, because I don't know when Michael Jackson died. Wait, let me search that up real quick. When did Michael Jackson die? Hey Siri, when did Michael Jackson die?
Michael Jackson died the 25th of June 2009 at age 50 in Los Angeles.
2009, bro, that is 4 years after I was born, because I was born 2005. So yeah, the song must have, like, the original must have been out for more than 10 years, more than 15 years, I think. So yeah, if you haven't heard it, go listen to the song Polo G, Smooth Criminal, the remix. And go listen to the original by Michael Jackson. Listen to both of them. You tell me your opinion on both of them. Which one is better? Obviously, Michael Jackson's own is better, because that's the original. But Polo G's own is still good. I'm going to give Polo G's Smooth Criminal like a 8.5 out of 10. Yeah, 8.5 out of 10 is like okay right now. Because the song is good. The song is good. I can listen to it like every single time. Yeah. So let's move on to the second song of the day. Wait, it's not actually a song. You know how I said I was getting into listening to Sleepy Hollow? Now I'm getting into listening to like A Boogie With A Hoodie. I don't know. Hold up. I don't know why I'm doing that. But when I first listened to A Boogie With A Hoodie's album, the first one, the name is Artist. Then he has like another album, it brought out 2017, The Bigger Artist, 2018, International Artist, the same 2018, Hoodie Season, 2020, Artist 2.0 or whatever. But I got into listening to the album because on TikTok, I was just going through TikTok, then I saw like, that one song, My Shit, by A Boogie With A Hoodie, and I was like, bro, this song is good. Let me go listen to it. I want to go listen to it. I like it. And I was like, oh, let me just think I'm doing nothing right now, because I like listening to music and I want to like listen to a new music. Then I was like, oh, let me just listen to his album. I listened to the album more than a way. The first album he released has 11 songs. And out of those 11 songs, let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six are my favorite because I like them. I don't know what kind of spell A Boogie With A Hoodie got on me, but the songs are good. And if you don't know My Shit, I'm just gonna play like a 20 second preview or 30 seconds. I don't know how long the preview are. I'm just gonna play for y'all. So in case y'all haven't listened to it, or I don't know,
Maybe you're not alive right now, because if you haven't listened to it, I don't know what I'm saying, but let me just play a preview right now. Okay, you hear me? I'm so fucking weird, bro. Introduced her to my blog, now she thinks she all that. When I first hit her up, no, she never rolled back. Then I saw her at the club, so I got up on that. Now every time they play this song, she say this is my shit, it's my shit. See the flip on my wrist, and I know she know what's up, baby, this is my shit, it's my shit. See the flip on my wrist. Yeah, that's the preview for those of you who haven't listened to the song before, or haven't heard the song before, or don't even know who made the song. Because before I didn't even know who made the song, then now I know it's A Boogie With A Hoodie. And now I like A Boogie With A Hoodie. Now I like all his songs by A Boogie With A Hoodie. And some of the other songs from the album, I also like DTB, Friend Zone, Jungle, because that Friend Zone, I like the short part he put inside where it was like making a phone call to a girl. I don't know who the girl.
Get ready for the smartest bundle in streaming. 6 streaming services for the intellectually curious. Featuring Curiosity Stream with the best collection of documentary films and TV shows. Psalm TV and great stories from the world of wine. Taste Made for the fun side of food and travel. Topic with the best thrillers and crime stories. And so much more. From nature to history, technology to food, mystery to adventure. Get 6 streaming services for one low price and less than $6 a month. It's the best deal in streaming. Learn more and sign up now at smartbundle.com.
New on Curiosity Stream. Get ready for the best of the best with our 100 Days of Curiosity, featuring fan favorite titles like Light on Earth with Sir David Attenborough.
Join me on a journey like no other.
Stephen Hawking's favorite places.
It's a crazy world out there.
The History of Home with Nick Offerman.
Not my home, just homes. Other people's homes.
And many more. Don't miss 100 Days of Curiosity, happening right now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
Was, but yeah, I like Jungle, because Jungle has like, I've forgotten how the melody goes, but I like Jungle. Then I also like Money Over Everything. Then I also like the last song in the album, Artist. And the surprising thing I found out when I searched A Boogie With A Hoodie on Google was that his real name is Artist. Like, bro, on almost all his songs, he's always saying, yeah, my name is Artist, and all this type of stuff. He's always saying his name is Artist. I'm like, bro, how is your name Artist? Then I searched it up. His name was actually Artist. Yeah, his full name is Artist Julius Dubois. I don't know how to say it. But yeah, his first name is Artist, then middle name Julius, then last name Dubois or something like that. I don't know how it goes. I don't know how to pronounce it. If I'm wrong, I don't know. So yeah, that is A Boogie With A Hoodie. If you want to listen to his album, I'm telling you, if you want to like get into A Boogie With A Hoodie, the first album you should listen to is Artist. Then if you like Artists, then move on to international artists. Because the bigger artist was like, that one was alright. I didn't really like many songs from that one. Then move to international artists. That one has some good song in it. Then Artist 2.0, I haven't listened to that one yet. And speaking of 2.0, we all know Polo G just released like his album this year. I don't know which month it was, but he released his album Hall of Fame. And next week, today is Friday, November 26th. Next week, Friday, December 3rd, I don't know when in December, he's releasing Hall of Fame 2.0. If y'all didn't know that, I don't know who doesn't know that. Wait, give me a second. Okay, I'm back. The Hall of Fame 2.0 have 14 new songs. Wow, I thought it was like 7 new songs, but it's 14 new songs. Of course, Bad Man, Smooth Criminal. Wait, the Smooth Criminal that Polo G did, his name is not actually Smooth Criminal. His name is Bad Man. But in the bracket, he puts Smooth Criminal because that's the original, because that's what artists do when they like take like the full on sample of the song. Then we have the features in it are Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo, Young Leaf, NLE Shopper, and Lil TJ. And surprisingly, one of the songs in the 2.0 has the name of the song is Piano G, because we all know everybody like calling Polo G Piano G because of all the piano type beat they have been used. We have been releasing and stuff, but I don't know, it's still good on the piano type beat. That's all I'm just saying. And I can't get wait to hear him and NL Lee Chopper because I'm a fan of NL Lee Chopper and Lil Baby because it's been a long time since Polo G. I've heard the Polo G and Lil Baby song. So yeah, I can't wait to hear that the song is coming out. Wait, I think I'm on the stuff. Let me just see when it's coming out. It's coming out when? When is it coming out? Yeah, I was right. December 3rd. It's coming out December 3rd. So if you're a fan, make sure to mark your calendar, mark everything because the song is going to be... The album is going to be fire, I think. I don't know. Hall of Fame was alright. Hall of Fame, I think I gave it like a 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. So yeah, we can't wait for the new album, Hall of Fame 2.0. And yeah, so what is the next topic? Because as I've told before, I write all my topic and songs down so that I'm like organized and stuff. I don't know why I'm saying it, but yeah. The next one is going to be Jumping by NL Lee Chopper, which also features, surprisingly, Polo G. NL Lee Chopper made a song named Jumping, made by NL Lee Chopper featuring Polo G. The song came out, I think the song came out November 12th also, or last week. I'm not really good with date. I'm only good with date with my own song. I don't know when other people's song came out. But I'm just going to play a preview before I start talking about it and go into details. I don't really go into much details of songs like that. I don't know why. Because, I don't know, I'm just trying to make sure the podcast isn't very long. Because if I was to go into details and talk about all that stuff, bro, this podcast can be more than an hour. So yeah, let's just play a preview right now. We're going to play the preview. If you haven't heard of the song, you can go listen to the song after listening to the podcast. So make sure you listen to the whole podcast because you're listening to the podcast. So listen all the way to the end. And I'm going to play Jumpin', Polo G, and NL Lee Chopper. So yeah, let's go.
Hey, rubber band honey, this shit keep on coming. I'm thumbing, move like a mummy. The drill got him slumpy. Junkie, add to the combo if it's about money. I'm thumbing. Used to be bummy, turn nothing to something. I got my bank account jump. Rubber band honey, this shit keep on coming. I'm thumbing, move like a mummy.
New on Curiosity Stream. Squirrels. They're quick, they're quirky, and they go nuts for nuts. From stashing food to fighting snakes, these feisty foragers know how to survive. Don't miss Nuts About Squirrels. And MTV's Killing the Radio Star. Dungeons & Dragons is sweeping the nation. And moms across the country are in a moral uproar. It's parents versus pop culture on a new episode of That Time When. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
Get ready for the smartest bundle in streaming. 6 streaming services for the intellectually curious. Featuring Curiosity Stream with the best collection of documentary films and TV shows. Psalm TV and great stories from the world of wine. Taste Made for the fun side of food and travel. Topic with the best thrillers and crime stories. And so much more. From nature to history, technology to food, mystery to adventure. Get 6 streaming services for one low price and less than $6 a month. It's the best deal in streaming. Learn more and sign up now at smartbundle.com.
The drill got him slumpy, junkie. Add to the combo if it's about money. I'm thumbing. Used to be bummy, turn nothing to something. I got my bank account junk.
Yeah, that's The Jumping by NL Lee Chopper and featuring Polo G. And if you didn't know, the song is gonna be in the new album that NL Lee Chopper is bringing out December. I'm really serious. I'm not really good with date. I know he posted the date also. That's why I know it's December, but I don't know when in December. But he's bringing out a new album called Me Versus Me. It's kind of like what XXXTentacion did, where he was like fighting with his old self on it. Like, I've forgotten which song was that, but he was fighting with his old self. So that's what NL Lee Chopper is doing, Me Versus Me. His old self versus his new self. It has songs that are about, like, you know how NL Lee Chopper brought out like an album that is called From Dark to Light. It has like song kind of related to that, and also songs that he made. I will not say he made when he was young rapper, but I'll say song that kind of relate to when he was young, when he was rapping about drugs, rapping about guns and all those type of stuff. So yeah, I can't wait to hear the album Me Versus Me. And he also released one of the songs that's gonna be on the album, IYB, If You Buck. I don't know, I'm still gonna play it because it's a new song. That one just came out like last week. So yeah, but I'm gonna give my rating to the Jumping The jumping, oh, I don't know. I like the song, but I'm going to give it like a 6.5 out of 10. The chorus is like all those type of energetic chorus. I don't know what I'll say somebody's going to do when they listen to the chorus, but you want to like do something that will make you listen when you listen to the chorus. So yeah, I'm going to give it like a 6.5. And I don't know. Let's just play IYB. I don't know how to say YIB, but it's IYB, International Youth Baseball. But that's not what it actually means. It means if you buck. So let's play right now. Shall we?
No, if you bump, Glizzy got some big guts. I'ma get a nigga touch. I had to kill such and such. No, if you dumb, bitch, Glizzy got a whole dick. If a nigga move wrong, he gon' get his ass hit. Push it way back like a nigga receiving. Shoot him in the stomach, them bullets he eating. Pop him in his top, then his brain start leaking. Better shut the fuck up when a nigga start speaking. Like a nigga weight off like I'm doing lipo. Yeah, I'm a psycho, strapped like a dyko. Put insurance on yourself, nigga, you a geico. I ain't never wrote a statement, nigga, you a typo. Jay, the ops are passed, so them niggas really lucky. I see these niggas looking at me, bet you ain't gon' touch me. Pretty Ricky Glizzy, but this shit can get ugly. Shoot a nigga in his face if he start mugging.
You know, that one is the one that I like. This one is a good, very good one. Like, I don't know if I'm really into aggressive rap, but I don't know. I just like how aggressive the lyrics were, even though I didn't know, like, almost half of what he was saying. I didn't understand what it was. I can see what he's saying, but I don't understand what he's saying. So yeah, I just like how it is. The jumping was just like a smooth, it wasn't like really aggressive, it was just smooth, energetic type of song. Then IYB, that one is like, okay, this one's aggressive, this one, let me bop my head, let me carry, I don't know what to say, so I'm just rolling with it. But if you bark and jump in, rate it, give me your own opinion. But to me, right now, I'm going to say IYB is going to take like a 8.5 or 8 out of 10. And the better one out of both of them is I don't know why I'm saying the better one. IYB is better than jumping. To be honest, as an NLE Shuffle fan, I'm just going to say IYB is better. Jumping could have used a little more push into it. But I don't know. IYB is better, 8.5. I'm still trying to wait. I can't wait for the album to drop. Polo G's album dropping also. So I got a lot of album to drop. I don't know what is happening right now. I'm talking so fast that I can't even speak on what I'm talking about. But speaking of new album dropping, we all heard Donda. Like, who hasn't heard of Donda before? Like, we all have heard of Donda. If you all don't know, I don't know who doesn't know. Donda is an album by Kanye West, which was released like, I think August. Yeah, August or September. I released a podcast. I released an episode about it, Donda versus CLB, which one is better. If you haven't listened to that.
The reasons to treat yourself to a frozen drink from Mickey D's go on and on and on. It's more than a drink. It's a Mickey D's drink.
Your new flavor craze is here. From sweet and fruity frozen Fanta Wild Cherry to the classic cool of a frozen Coca-Cola to the tasty and tart frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry. Get any size for $1.59. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on-bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Episode, go listen right now. But And Kanye West released Donda Deluxe. I haven't really listened to it. Wait, give me a second.
If you ever want to get some work done, but you don't know how to, or you're a designer or whatever you are and you need a little bit of help, you can head down to the link in my description and go to fiverr.com. They are a freelance website that helps everyone in any little work they need help with. And with my link, you can get 20% off your first order. So go down to my description and get whatever you want right now. You can get literally anything. So go get some help.
I haven't really listened to the Donda Deluxe, but I'm just informing people who didn't know that Donda Deluxe dropped. I'm just informing them. But I'll try to listen to the new song that were added to Donda Deluxe, because Kanye West didn't put it in like a way people know that, oh, these are the new song, then these are the old one from the first Donda. So he kind of like scrambled it in. I don't know why. That man is crazy. So yeah, I'll try to listen to Donda Deluxe. I don't know if like Certified Lover Boy Deluxe is gonna drop, because we haven't heard from Drake. But we have heard that Drake and Kanye West are like best friends. Now they squashed that beef. Surprisingly, I never knew there was a beef. I just heard that Kanye West was like trolling Drake a lot. That's all I heard. But now, surprisingly, they both took a photo together. They were smiling together. Kanye West was in Drake mansion. They were all hanging out. So yeah, so that shows like a good sign in the world that you can find your partner. You can be friends with anyone, literally. But I have no friends, so I'm lonely. But anyways, let's move on to the next stuff, which is gonna be Metro Boomin new. It's not a new album. I just like the album. The album is good, and the album has like different artists. Especially it's gonna have 21 Savage, because Metro Boomin and 21 Savage are like these close partners that I don't even understand their relationship. They're like so close that I think they're more than friends, maybe best friend or something, because they made two joint albums together already, which let me see what the name is, because the name of this album that I'm talking about that I like is not the one Metro Boomin and 21 Savage did. The one I'm talking about is Savage Mode. They both did that. I think they also did some other ones, I don't know. Savage Mode is the one I know right now. But the album that I'm talking about that I like so much is Not All Heroes Wear Capes. That's the one I like. It has like, let me see, it has 20, it can't be 26 songs. I'm counting the instrumental as well. I don't even know how to count this thing. Wait, give me a second, let me count it. It has 13 songs in it, and it has features like Young Thug, Swae Lee, Wizkid, Offset, J Balvin, Travis Scott, Kodak Black, Drake. I wanted to say Offset again because Offset was in like more than one song. It also has, surprisingly, 21 Savage. It has Gunna. It has Gucci Mane. Yeah, that's everyone right now. I think I mentioned everyone. And I like a lot of songs in it. Like, I like the first song with Gucci Mane, 10 AM / Save the World. I also like Don't Come Out the House by 21 Savage. I also like Space Cadet. I know almost everybody would have heard Space Cadet because that was trending on TikTok. Dun, 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 dun. I'm not going to play it, but yeah, I like 10 Freaky Girls, 21 Savage. Yeah, I like almost everything in the album, because the album is like so good, bro. Let me play 10 Freaky Girls. Let me just play a preview of that. Then maybe I'll play Don't Come Out the House. I'll play a preview of that also. I'm just mentioning it right now because the album came out 2018. I'm just mentioning because I found out about it like 2 weeks ago. Then I'll be listening to almost all the songs every single time. And I think I like 4 songs out of the album. But enough of the talking, let me play 10 Freaky Girls right now. And maybe y'all know the song I'm talking about.
May you rest, may you rest. Never ever shoot below the net. Never ever. You a rookie, you a rookie. I'm a vet. That's why I got a Glock, you got a tech. Not checkers. This chest, nigga, chest. I flooded out my paddock with baguettes. I curved Tiffany, yeah. For Jess.
For who?
Need to get myself together, I'm a mess.
Straight up.
In bikini bottom, I'm with Sandy.
Sandy.
Moesha keep on drinking out of brandy.
Brandy.
Keisha eat the Molly like it's candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Body slam a nigga like I'm Randy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the 10 Freaky Girls by 21 Savage, produced by
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
And Metro Boomin posted on Metro Boomin's music account. If you haven't heard of it, go listen to it. If you have heard of it and you haven't heard of it like for a long time now, go listen again. Listen over and over. Let it be stuck in your fucking brain because the song is so good. And yeah, everything, I really like the song. I'm going to give it like a 9 out of 10 because if you really go deep into the song, you're going to like hear better lyrics and everything. This one, I just played the preview of the beginning because most of the people who listen to this podcast will probably have heard the beginning. That in peace, may you rest, because it was like trending on TikTok or whatever, or Instagram, I don't know where it was trending, but I know it was actually trending on TikTok. So go listen to the song, 10 Freaky Girls, or go listen to the full album, Not All Heroes Wear Cape, and tell me what you think. And let's play Don't Come Out the House by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin, because that one I have to play because I really like that one. And if you follow me on TikTok, you're gonna see like an edit I made. Never an edit, it was like a smooth transition between Overdue by Travis Scott and Metro Boomin, because that song is also on the album. Then a smooth transition to 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. I don't know, just go to my TikTok, Dub is the name. Look at the new video, just scroll through it. You're gonna see the transition, because that transition was so good. I was just listening to the song, the album on a random day, and I just randomly, the thing was so perfect. I was like, now I have to like record this thing and post it or something like that. So go listen to go watch the video, the TikTok video, and let me play Don't Come Out the House by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
Bang outside, I hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. Bang outside, I hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. Bang outside, hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. Bang outside, hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside.
13. First cry, Glenwood Road where they shies, nigga. Slaughter gang, so I keep a knife, nigga. We was broke, so all we ate was rice, nigga. Pay the J's to cut my mama lights, nigga. Come get your bitch, she tryna spend the night, nigga. Scrit up, you a bitch that make her a dyke, nigga. Pussy, all these bodies, I can't sleep at night, nigga.
Y'all must thought that I was gone with spread the whole time.
Now the part that I really like is when it was like whispering. So to be honest, I even thought it was like gonna whisper the whole time. And he actually said, you almost thought that I was gonna whisper the whole time. I think at some point inside the song again, it like whispered again. I don't know. But I really like the song. Bang outside, I hang outside. And reminder, go watch the TikTok video about it, because the transition was smooth. It's alright. It's good. Just go watch it and see for yourself. And also another reminder, go listen to the song, the new song, every day. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever. And also my analytics on Apple Music have been going crazy. Like I got like 10 plays. 10 plays doesn't seem a lot, but to me that's a lot, because Apple Music is very, it's hard to like get people to listen on Apple Music, because some people don't want to pay, or some people don't just want to listen on Apple Music. Most of them go to YouTube or Spotify. But Apple Music, I got 10 plays from Germany. I don't know anyone in Germany. I don't know how. But I got 10 plays from Germany. So a clap for myself. And yeah, go listen to Everyday, Apple Music, YouTube. Go watch the lyric video on YouTube and all that. And make sure to subscribe to my YouTube, my main channel. And I also have another channel which is called Dubs 2, which is like a channel where I'll be posting stuff that is non-music related and all that. So if you are for that, go subscribe to that and watch. Then subscribe to Life with Double the Name podcast YouTube. And yeah, let's keep on going. I don't think I can keep on going because it's like 30 minutes already and I don't want to really pass 30 minutes. But let me see if there's anything else that... Yeah, there's one more thing. DaBaby brought out like an EP which is called Back on My Baby Jesus Shit Again. I don't know why the name is so long, but yeah, that's a new EP brought. It has Kodak Black and 21 Savage. Then my favorite song out of the whole EP was the one with 21 Savage. I think the name is Stick Up. Yeah, then I also like Roof. I'm gonna play Stick Up, then I'll play Roof.
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Then, I kind of like Levels, but yeah, that's all the three song that I like. Let me play Thick Up, then I'll play Roof, then we're gonna end the podcast after that. So yeah, let's play Stick Up right now.
Ha! Stick up. Yeah, yeah. Blick up. Boom. Stick up. Yeah. Blick up. Let's go. Stick up.
21.
Chop in the back and it came with a scope. People took from me, I gave them the most. You niggas smile fries, I got a coupon. Mention my name and it come with free smoke. You wanna slide, I show you the ropes. Bring you some gloves, but don't bring your phone. Tell your bitch that you might not make it home. Own up for your actions, nigga, we grown.
Yeah, that's Stick Up by DaBaby and 21 Savage. My rating is gonna be 8 because I'm gonna be honest here. I'm a fan of DaBaby. I follow DaBaby. I listen to DaBaby's music. I'm also a fan of 21 Savage, but I'm not like a hard fan as hard as I am on that's what she said, hard. I'm not like a serious fan. I just listen to 21 Savage music sometime. But I'm gonna be honest with this one. 21 Savage actually carried DaBaby on this song, Stick Up. If I was like DaBaby, I'm just gonna be honest. I'm gonna be like, yo, 21 Savage or 21, your verse was way harder than mine, bro. Like, bro, your verse was harder than mine. Yours was fire, all this type of stuff. Because 21 Savage verse was actually better than DaBaby's own, because DaBaby's own was like, I don't even know what he was saying, but 21 Savage, I like his own better. But yeah, that's why the rating is like 8 or maybe 7. But if 21 Savage was on it, the rating would have been like a 4 or 5 out of 10. I'm just being honest here. That's what my rating is. So yeah, let's play Roof, another song in the EP by DaBaby. That one is actually energetic. That one is like hype. So let's play right now.
Yeah, I tear the roof up off this bitch, nigga. My bitch super cute. When she give me a smooch, she make her lips bigger. That other shit out, it ain't in, is it? Baby came back with the tape, brought the hits with him. All this whack ass shit niggas putting out shit had me going to sleep while I'm driving. These niggas know what it is. Don't even try him. They know he ain't going for shit. He get violent. Won't even wantin' a bitch. No problems. You already know how I get. You know Jonathan. Real nigga shit. Real nigga way too lit. Want my name and all kind of shit. She told me to go get some condoms and pull up. I told her I didn't have time for it. I looked at my watch, say it's time for the turn up. Yeah, they needed these rap niggas burnt up. Killing shit, I got to work on. As soon as you put my shit on, it's a murder. Name in the game, come hate on the player. I got the whole world on my dick. You niggas better try to come fuck up that low. Let a nigga like me get that rich.
Yeah, now that one was actually good. Like, to be honest, that one was good. But I don't know. I think My mind is telling me, yeah, that baby said it, that this EP was like a mixtape EP, so the editing and quality wasn't really that good. So that's what I'm thinking, maybe the songs in the EP aren't that good. The songs are good, I would say they're better than mine because mine are trash. But I would say the songs are good, but it's not what I was expecting because the way it was like hyping it up, I was like, okay. Let me get something big because he hasn't released like a song in a long. He has released Lonely, but oh, let me get something big. Then I got that. Like I got 6 songs, and out of those 6 songs, 3 of those songs were like, all right. Then yeah, so I don't know. I'm just gonna rate that one like a 7 out of 10. No, bum, 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 bum. I don't even know what to do anymore. So I think that's gonna be the end of the podcast. Super tired because I've been recording for like more than 30 minutes right now. So yeah, that's gonna be the end of the podcast. If you're new, make sure you go subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. If wherever you're listening, make sure you follow the podcast, subscribe, do all that. Follow me on Instagram, listen to the new song every day, play it, put it on repeat, add it to your playlist. If it doesn't get into your playlist, I'll listen to it like more than once a day or a week or a month, more than once. And yeah, the Halloween sale on my merch store has ended. It ended unsuccessfully because we got 0 sales. So yeah, that's okay for me. I don't really care, but it ended. But if you still want to shop from the merch, if you want to get some of the merch, or you want me to do more, tell me or get some. And yeah, it's been your boy Dub is the Name. This is Life with Dub is the Name. This is the end of this episode. I'll see you all in the next episode, hopefully next week. I'm going to release another episode. But yeah, follow, do all that, and I'll see you all next episode. Peace out.
I hope you're catching love with me. You gotta stay the rest of me. You gotta live the legacy. You gotta stay the best of me. My music, my whole therapy. You gotta stay the rest of me. I gotta live the legacy. You gotta see the best of me, my music, my whole therapy. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me.
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.